With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. One commodity market analyst said there are signs this government shutdown may last longer than previous ones. Arlen Suderman, the chief commodities analyst for StoneX, talked about the potential economic impact.
The longest one in my memory is December of 2018 into January 2019. It went 35 days. That cost our U.S. economy $3 billion. Put it in perspective, that's 0.02% of GDP. So still rather small overall. It is a big deal for those people not getting paid. It's a big deal for those who may be missing services they need. And for farmers, that's like FSA offices, et cetera.
U.S. agriculture will miss out on the regular reports it relies on, such as the flash USDA export sales reports, the weekly export inspections reports, and the weekly crop progress and conditions reports, along with the WASDE reports. That means American agriculture will have to rely on other sources for their information. Tens of thousands of FFA members, advisors, alumni, and supporters from across the country will gather in Indianapolis for the 98th Annual National FFA Convention and Expo. This celebration of ag education and leadership takes place from October 29th through November 1st. This year's convention is more than just an event. It's a celebration of our members' dedication and a launchpad for the next generation of leaders, said Christine White, Chief Program Officer for the National FFA Organization. It's a time where we honor the hard work of today and ignite the spark of inspiration for tomorrow, empowering a community that will shape the future of agriculture and innovation for years to come. Last year, over 71,000 people attended the event, which is the largest annual gathering of FFA members. Attendees will participate in award ceremonies, explore careers, do hands-on service projects, and more. FFA members will participate in a variety of competitions. The White House Office of Management and Budget requires the USDA to maintain a plan for agency operations in the absence of appropriations. The plan shows a total of 85,900 USDA employees on board before the government shutdown took place on Wednesday morning. According to the plan, a total of just over 42,000 agency employees were placed on furlough. The plan shows that the work getting paused during a shutdown includes most of the Risk Management Agency, Natural Resources Conservation Service, Foreign Ag Service, Food and Nutrition Service, and other segments of the agency. The shutdown particularly affects employees who work face-to-face with farmers. More than 6,000 of the 9,000-plus Farm Service Agency employees are going on furlough. By comparison, just 533 of the 7,600-plus people working at the Food Safety and Inspection Service, which regulates meat and poultry processing, are to be furloughed. Pesticide registration work at the EPA will continue. The U.S. agriculture industry continues to lose sales from trade severances with China and other partner nations, prompting Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins to say the farming economy is, quote, not in a good place. During an interview, she said the administration is working around the clock. Rollins also said a golden age was around the corner for farmers and they'd have an announcement on farmer support likely next week. Not everyone agrees with the golden age comment. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley slammed the administration's decision to support the Argentine government financially while China purchases an increasing number of soybeans from the South American nation. In a post, the senator said farmers are still very upset about Argentina selling soybeans to China right after the USA bailout. With no sales to China, Grassley said farmers need a trade deal with China now. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.